الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده على من لا نبي بعده ولا أمة بعد أمته ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم وقال تعالى وهو الذي يقبل التوبة عن عباده ويعفو عن السيئات ويعلم ما تفعلون صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected ulama, elders and brothers, we begin by praising Almighty Allah for the many favors Allah has bestowed upon us, including amongst that Allah Ta'ala has granted us the ability to witness the blessed month of Ramadan. And now we are at the epic and the peak of Ramadan, the last 10 days and nights. In a similar manner, it is our duty on such an occasion that we show and we acknowledge our greatest benefactor through whom we have received the divine message and we have received Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commands, our beloved Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we send salutations and darood upon the best of Allah ta'ala's creation. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Respected elders and brothers, the topic that we have today is about forgiveness and maghfirat. As an introduction, let us understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept within human being and created within human being temptation towards vice and also the capacity to do righteous deeds. Allah has kept both of these things in a human being. Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. We have inspired within humankind both these different forces, the forces that pulls in the direction of wrong and evil, and also the capacity to look towards righteousness. There's also an inborn characteristic within us to do righteous deeds. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept both of these things in us. We are not like the angels. Angels are those who never commit guna, do not have the capacity for guna, and they are never look towards anything in that direction. Allah says in the Quran, لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. The angels never disobey the commands of Allah. They do what Allah commands them to do. So we are not angels. Allah Ta'ala has kept within us the capacity for wrong. Allah Ta'ala has kept the temptation and the urge to commit sin. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also kept within us the ability and the consciousness to do righteous deeds. Allama Iqbal has also very beautifully put this in perspective in one of his beautiful poems. He says, Dard-e dil ke waaste paida kiya insaan ko, warna taat ke liye kuch kam na the kurubiya. Kurubiya means the angels. He said, Allah Ta'ala created human beings in a certain way, in a manner of speech for heartache, in the sense that he will commit guna and he will come to Allah, Allah will forgive him. If it was only for human being to do only righteous deeds, if it was for him only to do righteous deeds, then for that, the angels were sufficient. Allah didn't need to create another nation or didn't need to create another species, you know, with regard to this. So, you know, this is the reality with regard to human. Ye khaki apne fitrat mein na nuri hai na nari. This human being by his very nature is not someone who is, you know, only nur and neither is he only nar. Ye khaki apne fitrat mein na nuri. Allah has given both these things. And in that, in many ways, lies the beauty of human being. In the sense that he resists his temptations and his urges to stay away from sin and to do righteous deeds. And that in which there is...